Okay, good morning and a good Erev Shabbos to everybody as we continue in our study of the third parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. So now we come to the Psulei Eidos, also Psulei Dayanos for that matter as well. Ve'elu hein Apsulin, the third chapter, the third Mishnah, Masachik Bekuvia. So the Gemara explains that person who is Masachik Bekuvia, literally a dice thrower, he had two different problems. And one of them is that could be an issue of Gezel de Rabbanan. We have a principle in Halacha called Asmach de Lokanya. People don't really think that they're going to lose money. That's why they gamble in the first place. They end up losing money. So that's a form of like Gezel de Rabbanan. The other approach is one that the Bar Tanua writes about extensively here. The Rambam expands greatly upon in famously, in Hilchos Kseila V'Aveda, V'Eino Osek B'Yishuv V'Shal Olam, is a B'Cheskas Rasha, the Rabbanan level, because a person is not involved in constructive human activities. The Rambam says a person is in this world to involve themselves in Torah, in Chachma, Yishuv V'Shal Olam. And the person is Mesachik B'Kuvia, of course, if they have another job and they're just doing it on the side, so, all right, you could say they're Osek B'Yishuv V'Shal Olam. You could have people who are neurosurgeons who are certainly advancing yeshiva shalolam, but who are gamblers, so that's going to be an issue of gezel derabanav asmach talokanya. But for others, right, people, you know, like play poker their whole lives, it's like a professional job, especially now that gambling is legalized. You know, every other commercial I hear on the radio is for a gambling program, so that's, a very significant issue. From a halachic standpoint, you render one apostle the edus. If a person is really not osik b'yishuv shalolam, and a person, wants to obviously avoid such a status, hamalve beribis. The truth is, it's hamalve or alove, because it's a nisa derais, and not just to lend out money on ribis, but even to take out such a loan. Right, the Torah forbids it in every direction. There is a nisa derais to write up a contract or to bear testimony on alone with interest. Mafrichayonim, people who raise doves. So there's some people who say, the Bar Tanura quotes a different view, that maybe it's somebody who trains a dove to be able to call other birds over, and that's also a form of gezel v'sochari shvias. We just finished the Shemitah year, v'haysa Shabbos ha'aretz l'chem l'achla, l'achla v'lo l'schora. We're not allowed to monetize, we're not allowed to commercialize. A big discussion about, you know, how do we buy a srogim of kedusha shvias. So we use various principles. First of all, Shvius is derabanan bisman hazeh, but we use havla, and maybe only buying the lulav, and the esrog is a matana, so you're not allowed to monetize, commercialize the Shemitah produce. Amar Rabbi Shimon, b'tchila yukarunos an osfei Shvius, the people who gathered it. However, misharabu anasin, when we were forced to pay taxes, basically ransom, chazu the krosan sochare Shvius, right? So there's no problem with collecting Shvius produce for the sake of giving it as a tax to some foreign government, because you're not collecting it for yourself. That's an acceptable thing. So that's why we're careful to distinguish between Osvei Shvius and Sochari Shvius. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Imasai Bisman Shenem Umno Salohi, Avalisham Umno Shalohi Kesherin. This is, as we discussed before, case of Mesachik Bakovia. Now there's a Psule Korva, not Psule Rishus, Veluhina Krovin. Aviv v'achiv v'achiv aviv v'achimo balachoso balachos aviv balachosimo balimo v'chamiv v'giso heinu v'neim v'chosneihem v'chargo a stepson levado, as opposed to any relations of the stepson who's not even technically speaking a she'er basar, that kind of relation. Rabbi Yossi zomishnas Rabbi Kiva v'mishna Rishona, there was a different tradition that is not normative. Dodo v'endodo, the only psulim are an uncle and a cousin. V'chol arai liyarsha v'chol akarov lo be'osa hasha. So there's an idea that somebody could be a karov be'osa hasha, like a son-in-law, right? But if he's no longer married to your daughter, one of two outcomes, a divorce or a passing, so hayakarov v'nisrachi kareza kasher. So then it's no longer a problem of psul korva. Rabbi Yehuda omer afilu meisa bito v'yishlo banim imena hareza karov. So Rabbi Yehuda felt that the relationship in theory could continue to go on, right, through the banim. It's like we have the pasuk in this week's sedra, ken yazav ishas aviv yasimo medavak b'ishto v'hayu levasar echad. So even if the ishto isn't around anymore, but hayu levasar echad al yedei havlad, right, through the child is a combination of both of them. So v'hayu levasar echad. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. We don't accept that. We believe in kasher v'nisrachik, kasher That's the way that we paskin. So wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, and God willing, we'll continue on with the second half of the third parak of Sanhedrin next week.